Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. International Whaling Commission meets, activists stage protests. Outside the convention center in Shimonsekai, a former whaling center some 490 miles southwest of Tokyo, Greenpeace activists staged a protest accusing Japan of vote-buying during the recent five-day annual IWC meeting. Dressed as officials, five activists held out ceremonial Japanese trays laden with money as they stood under a banner that read, "Aid for Aid, Not for Whaling," to greet delegates arriving at the building near a fish market where whale meat is sold. Dozens of police were deployed, with helicopters occasionally circling above, and the Japanese Coast Guard sent patrol boats to the nearby Kanmon Strait to fend off any seaborne protests. The question of Japanese vote buying was brought to light with Japan's policy of pledging fisheries aid to developing nations should they join the IWC and vote with Tokyo, talk that has been around for years and which the government strongly denies. The rumors were given fresh life this year with the admission of Gabon, Benin, Palau, and landlocked Mongolia. All four voted in line with Japan and its allies every time. Aside from somebody actually standing up and waving a check saying, "I've been bought off," vote buying couldn't have gotten more obvious this year, a Greenpeace spokesman said. Japan's northern fleet hopes to take 150 minke whales in the coming season, a rise of 50 from last season, along with 50 brides whales, 50 sei whales, and 10 sperm whales. Japan also has a quota to take around 400 Antarctic minkes a year. Only the meat from these hunts is allowed to be sold for food, but anti-whaling groups say other varieties frequently appear on Japanese store shelves. Activists opposed to Japan's scientific whaling program said that DNA tests show humpback whale meat has been found, finback whale meat has been found, gray whale meat has been found, and sei whale meat has also been found. Whale meat was a staple in Japan in the dark years after World War II, but whale is now an expensive gourmet food that is rarely eaten. Vasilis Papastravou, a campaigner with the International Fund for Animal Welfare, said analysis of samples had shown a wide variety of whale meat on the market besides minke, one of the few types that can be officially offered for sale. Papastravou said the discovery showed that only a complete ban on whaling would keep endangered species safe. The Macaw Indian tribe's bid to renew a whale hunting permit is one of several such proposals that has locked the annual meeting of the International Whaling Commission into a bitter and acrimonious stalemate. The Macaw have in past years been permitted to kill several gray whales annually to fulfill what are termed cultural and subsistence needs, although Alberta Thompson said they hadn't carried out any hunts for several years. But Japan and other whaling nations bitterly opposed the Macaw's permit, accusing the U.S. of hypocrisy for allowing hunting of these animals said to be endangered, while slamming Japan's plans to hunt more numerous minkes and other species. Alberta Thompson took a stand against whaling, and her life in a small town in the northwestern United States has never been the same. She was fired from her job, put under court order not to gather with people in groups, and forced to eke out a precarious living on a slim U.S. Social Security pension. Thompson, 76, is a member of the Macaw Indian tribe, and she went against the group's decision in the mid-1990s to resume its traditional whaling practices after around an 80-year hiatus. "It's not something we need," she said in Shimonsekai, where she is attending the International Whaling Commission gathering. "We're not that poor. We don't need whale meat. We've lived without it for 80 years. She said she hopes her tribe loses its quota. "I'd be happy if we lost," she said. "I don't want the whales killed." Thompson was against the idea of whaling as soon as it was announced by the leaders of the 15,000-person tribe centered around the tiny town of Nia Bay in northwestern Washington state. Thompson argues there is nothing traditional about how the tribe hunts, despite its assertion whaling was an ancient cultural tradition. This story was taken from several reports written by Elaine Lees of the Reuters News Service. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come by, send a friend to-